All right, we are back from executive session at 6:38, that looks like. Would someone like to make a motion concerning the appointment of Ben Tough to
I will Konecki? Make a motion that okay. we that we put Ben Tough up as the appoint him as the Peru representative to the school board.
Second.
Cool. Any discussion? We feel good. All right.
He's a great choice for the town.
Great. Let's hear a vote on the motion. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. Unanimous. Perfect. Can I alert him to that via that result
yep,
via
that's
email?
Fine.
Okay. Great. Right on. The next item is. This is kind of a public service announcement, but it struck me that maybe we should know what's going on with the National Forest and their consideration of a big event in the forest. And so this is something that went to our town clerk, and she forwarded it to me, and I'm not lobbying you to take a stand on it, but I did want you to know what it is. So flipping through here, we've got this 200 participants in teams of 2 to 4 people. This is in June, so fairly soon. And it's a total of, let's see, I didn't put the entire packet in because it went on and on and on for so many pages.
Looks like we're only in stage D.
We're in stage D. That's why I stopped, because that was the Peru part. But it goes all the way through stage H.
Oh, okay.
So it would run from, gosh, I'm losing my pages here. But let's see. It goes from, the start date is, let's see, stage B, I guess, is this. So the 23rd through the 27th. So there are several stages in. Sometimes there are a couple stages a day. So that, what is that, a 4 or 5 day stretch, something like that?
Sounds fun.
And there's a comment period. I mean, I can send you the packet if you want to dig into it. But here's what jumped out at me. And I inquired of Jen Edmonds, who's the natural resources specialist. So they're coming up from Mount Tabor, Dammy Mount Tabor, right, to White Rocks. They've got an orienteering thing. And then this stage C is, you know, a transition zone, and they're gonna come rumbling up Forest Road 10. And then it says, it looks like they're maybe going to do the back way through, what's that called? Griffith Lake, which is all rideable. And then teams would connect on Mad Tom Notch Trail, then ride west, exiting the National Forest for a stretch in Dorset.
So they must go down the Danby Mount Tabor Road?
Then they would return via 11 and 30. There is no trail that goes from Mad Tom Notch to Dorset.
That's why I'm wondering if it's not.
So,
are they on the road, on the Danby Mount Tabor Road?
No, I think they've come up that. This is, and that doesn't go to Dorset anyway. So Mad Tom Notch Trail is this. To me, it's unclear, and I don't know if they mean the old East Dorset Trail that's thoroughly washed out, truly
teams
impassable.
The Mad Tom Notch Trail and ride west, exiting National Forest for a stretch in Dorset.
Yeah, but that comes out.
Oh, that comes out in
East Dorset rather than Dorset. So it's my worry is, do they actually have a trail where they're planning to run this event? It doesn't make sense that it's Corridor 7 snowmobile trail that goes around the west side of Bromley, because that comes out in Wynn Hall. So it might just be a single word out of place, but it caught my attention because I cannot. I looked at all their maps, and I don't know where they're intending to run, and I wanted clarification. So but given that they're filing an environmental impact, it's an environmental impact study, right? Or that's what we're able to comment on. And I've gone from being hopeful that maybe they're going to resurrect a trail that was really cool but got absolutely blasted in the floods in 23, to wondering if they
know where they're going.
Know where they're going, yeah. And if it's going to be a...
Well, it is orienteering, so...
Well, but this is the bike. I think they're on bikes for this part. The orienteering, I think, is over in the White Rocks before they get up here. So, you know, sort of first responder stuff. Like 200 people off trail in Peru.
Yeah, that's going to... I think I'll be gone that day.
Yeah, you will. Right, just put this in your date book as a time to be, you know...
Away.
Somewhere else. No, but I'm hoping to get an answer. I've called her. I'll write an email. But their comment period is up on Friday. So that's all.
You're right. So the Mattown Notch Trail, it travels up from East Dorset Village.
Yeah, but that trail no longer exists.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. I mean, and it was a hike-a-bike even when it existed. Trust me, I rode it. I was motivated, and I ended up shouldering my bike for some sections. And that's now, tough stuff is blown out now. So, and they don't have time to do trail.
That's what I was going to say. Right? Like nobody's been out there to fix it or anything.
No. So it just seemed a little, if somebody saw it on a map and thought, oh, how cool would that be? Then they just don't.
Right.
You know, and I've walked that corridor since the trail vanished, and it's really rough.
So wouldn't
absolutely we, scenic, but
wouldn't we think that the Manchester multi-sport event people have checked this out?
Maybe.
I think it would be nice if we knew their route. It's like, you know, well, that's, Jack runs his bike ride.
Yeah.
Everyone locally knows
that,
you know, we have an event going on, we have people here. And there's plenty of people in town who know where they are, and if something were to happen, they'd be quick and whatever to respond.
Yeah.
So I think it's incumbent upon us to make sure we understand where they're going and feel good about where they're going if we would need to get some emergency resources in there and let LVRS
know. And if they've explored it more than I have and they know better, and they've got a route. Great, but then I'll go ride it. But this was not.
When was the last time you were on it?
Summer before last.
And we don't know that they haven't been out there.
I rode a little bit down there last summer too. It's just that, you know, I know that it was impassable,
right?
And there's not been, I know of no reconstruction crew. So, I'll write her an email and just say, hey, we met and we really want to offer, we want to know where you're going because that lets us do some town planning. Does that sound like a fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. And then connected, you know, the first page, the kind of the executive summary thing is from Martina Barnes, District Ranger, and she's coming to us. She rescheduled. She was going to be tonight, but down doing she's helping with some prescribed burns in a national forest in Kentucky. So she rescheduled. We're going to put her first at the April 15 meeting. She just wants to give us about 15 minutes of what's cooking in the national forest. So. All right. This is a long meeting.
Can we call Mike for this one?
Yeah, I think so. That's fine.
Hey, you can do this via phone.
We're all here.
So, as you know, Alex, you know, was sort of looking after Roland for me. And Alex is no longer willing to do it. So the issue is sort of, you know, making sure that he's compliant. I went out there this morning and he actually is compliant. He's been dumping the stuff in the bin. The only person that hasn't been compliant is Dor, because they haven't come by and pumped it.
Oh.
But they're coming by tomorrow to pump it, because it's 2 inches from overflowing.
Wow.
Yeah. But the other problem, too, is he doesn't put the lid on, so there's also rainwater in there. Yeah, it's super fun.
But that's pumpable.
What?
That's no, pumpable. But it wouldn't be, if you put the lid on, it wouldn't be as full as it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He is who he is. There's just no changing him. So I think at this stage, unless I know Lori's not going to do it, and I wouldn't ask her to do it. I know you or Ben are probably not going to do it, so I will handle it till whatever. I just think it's probably easier only because I have that relationship, and I know the carrot and the stick syndrome with neighborhood connections and Dor and the whole nine yards. So,
yeah. But you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I've been doing it for, I don't know, probably what, 8-10 years now. But unless you got another person that's going to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, it's not that it's work that's easy to sell, but it fits with the town health officer description. From a legal standpoint, like, this is a thing that the state authorizes the town health officer to oversee. I learned that we don't really have a functional deputy or assistant town health officer, and I think we should find one. And you know, Mike, for you to have a colleague or for you to train someone up who can inherit the work, I think it would be good that you're not having to fly solo on this. And I don't think it's, actually, I'm not in favor of a select board member committing to doing any of this unless a select board member is deputized as, you know, a second in command health officer. Just, I don't see how that works. That's not really in our authority.
I get all
so,
that. I mean,
yeah, so.
I'm willing to do it until it becomes no fun again.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun after a while because it was very confrontational,
yeah.
Very aggressive. But he seems to be complying because I think the stick, which is neighborhood connections, is more powerful than anything else. I think they've done a great job in
awesome.
Sort of bringing him around. So hopefully that works. So we'll... You know,
okay.
I'll talk to Louise again and tell her I'm back on board and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, would you, I mean, again, I don't mean this like another assignment, but so what I learned from Melissa O'Brien is that there's a tradition in Peru of assigning whoever the current pastor is to the role of assistant, they call it assistant town health officer. I think it should be deputy. But so she was told she was in that role without having agreed to do that role and, you know, didn't get the training, didn't get the, like, she's never seen the town health officer manual. So, so she thought, well, the new pastor should be doing it. And I just want to resist that. Like, no, somebody who knows the scope, because there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the septic situation we're exploring underneath Main Street, that's a town health officer job.
I know.
I don't mean it like, haha, you have another thing to do, but I think we should probably cultivate a group of deputies who are interested in this work, and it could be kind of health, it could be engineering, but rather than the select board
right.
just being on call to do stuff that doesn't you know, I mean, obviously we can agree to vote on something and commit the town, but it, stuff that's like, you know, housing safety issues, that's a town health officer, septic system, you know, failed septics or drain field things, that's in there. But I, do you like the idea, Mike, of like sort of putting the word out that, you know, some deputies who could pick up projects that they're interested in?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, you know, the first person I was thinking of was Alex, actually. I'll go talk to him tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
See, he's interested in doing that.
Okay.
But yeah, for the immediate term, I'll just handle Roland.
Okay. Well, thank you.
It's what it is. But with that said, and I know this isn't on the agenda, but you guys need to solve the short-term rental officer thing.
Yeah, it's not on the agenda.
No, but like I've been to the meeting several times. I've voiced my opinion. We need to solve this. So you can put it on any agenda you want, but I've been to enough meetings where I've sort of said my piece, and we need to solve this.
Yes.
No. There's no. Yes. Just say yes with vigor.
Yeah.
Vigor.
No. I have lots of thoughts about the short-term rental situation, and I think we should dig into it, but not tonight. Cool, Mike. Thanks for joining us by phone, and for making trips to Walt's camp. That's
all right. No worries.
That's tough.
Okay.
All right. See ya,
thanks, Mike. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Great. When I looked at the town health officer, it's called the manual. It's like, it's a beast. It's like 104 pages of stuff. And there's some nice like Cliff's Notes versions of it. But I had no idea that the state made that as like
it's a thing.
It's really it's a powerful position. Like there's a lot of Vermont statute that puts like, and again, it like, it made me wonder, like, should we stipend this? Like, should we, you know, just as an acknowledgement that it could be a lot of work, or it could be really grisly work too.
Right.
Like the, you know, the, what he's doing.
I'm just dealing with Roland is.
I know. Like, so maybe it, like, and, you know, there are places that do little stipends for like jobs that are like, you got to do a thing, you got to file some paperwork, or you got to at least keep a record. And like, maybe it should be, you know, what if it were $5,200 a year? So like, it's just like, it's $100 a week. You know, like we pay our animal control officer way more than that. And
yeah,
you know, it's just the thought that maybe, and maybe then somebody from like, what if a younger person at LVRS says like, heck yeah, up for $100 a week.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Like I'm
exactly
on that. Yeah. And it's, whatever that, like you could say the work expectation is like, so that's like a 3 or 4 hour commitment, or it's, you know, and mm-hmm. it's not like you're going to, like you don't necessarily assign somebody always to go to Walt's camp, but
right.
It's like somebody who's managing that situation. I think we might benefit from just making it almost like a thank you stipend, but also,
I don't think there's any reason we shouldn't at least. You know, do something, even if it's a couple bucks that,
yeah,
you know, Mike can take his lady out for dinner and say, well,
at least
I get to take, I mean, legit, like,
well,
you know, 50, sometimes that token of appreciation is,
you know, if it were $5,000 a year, they could go out to Seesaws like 4 times, right? So,
for burger night.
Look, just the fact that I've gotten to never put Roland in any of our vehicles ever again is a win.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, other business, do we have any? No, I mean, we're sort of, all right, that was a good long meeting. Our last meeting, I thought was too long, and I'm going to try to train our agendas not, I feel like an hour and a half is like,
too long.
That's a hard cap.
Yeah.
Like,
try and keep it a little shorter if we can.
All right, well, we are done with everything except paying bills, so I'm going to move to close this meeting to do no more business than the approval of, can I have a second on the closing of the meeting?
Second.
And a vote?
Aye.
Aye. We are.